budget over the last 3 years for consideration and being placed in development areas. The commission will be privy to that information on all 20 of those documents, so each one that has written letters or submitted documentation will be reported to the commission for consideration and also to council. Some of those areas that were submitted to us since 2006 are already included in some of the growth areas. And as I said, that information will be submitted to the commission and the council for their consideration.
All right, sir. Thank you. Okay, who's next? Yes, sir. Step right up.
Good evening. I'm Guy Phillips. I live at 25345 Hollis Road near Georgetown. And I'd like to make a comment about the general term farmland. It's been mentioned several times here. And to some, that's just the general scenery that they drive through or as they go about the neighborhood. But to those of us who farm, it's the basis of our livelihood, and it's a major asset for the majority of us. And that landowner should have the majority say over its use or its liquidation. And in that effect, I believe that the 2 units per acre is viable, that if a property is no longer to be used for farmland and it is to be developed, that it should be developed properly. And a lot of years ago, many 5-acre tracts were divided throughout the county to put a mobile home on, and a lot of those places have since built a nice home in front of that mobile home, and gotten rid of the mobile home, but most of those people live on a 1/2 acre, 3/4 acre, and the rest of it is not farmable. It can't be managed for forest properly because it's too small of a tract to get in people that would timber it. So to put a house on 2, 3, 4 acres over large areas of the county would be, to me, a large waste of valuable farmland. Or if it's no longer farmland, then it'd be a valuable use of developed land. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Anyone else? Yes, sir. You, sir. Yeah, both. All right, sir, you, and then the gentleman. You're next.
Good evening. My name is Wayne Baker. I live at 17420 Minus Conaway Road in outside of Lewis. Thank you for the opportunity to be here. I'd like to offer a couple comments. I own land in the county, undeveloped land, and what I think this is all about is those of the public trying to get control of my undeveloped land. There's no other reason to consider a plan which limits growth, which restricts usage, and the other 20-some ordinances that aren't in this, that are mentioned in here but are not here, that are going to take away some of the uses of my land. There's no way you can introduce any ordinance that doesn't affect the outcome of what I do with my land. Talk about driving costs up. Anything you take away from the undeveloped property owner that doesn't apply to the other 187,000 people in this county, I mean, tear down their houses, restrict their buffer zones, make them take lands out of setbacks, make these guys in development zones sell every third house or tear it down. That's the cost that's implied on my land. The cost that they would lose in their own pocketbook is taken out of my pocketbook for their sole benefit. We have to protect the undeveloped property owner. The 2 acres, the 2 units per acre has got to stay. It's equity that gentleman or I have built, purchased, or paid for through our own